I am here today with Mark Zakree, who is no stranger to fan films. But today we are chatting with Mark about Space Command,
yes,
which is kind of legendary. Mark, can you tell everybody in the elevator pitch, what is Space Command and why should they give to your Kickstarter?
Well, Space Command, you know, when I was a kid, I saw the original Star Trek, and it changed my life because it was a hopeful vision of the future. It was people reaching across boundaries and barriers and creating a better tomorrow, despite all of the difficulties. It was done during Vietnam, done during the Civil Rights Movement, and yet there was still hope. And I wanted to create something for our modern time that would fill us with that same feeling. And so Space Command is a space-going show. It's about several families over 150 years as we go out into the solar system, colonize the solar system, jump to the stars, and it's about people having the courage and the compassion to reach out to create something, a tomorrow worth living in.
And you said over 150 years, so is Space Command going to be happening at different time periods in each episode?
Certain episodes we will jump back and forth and see cause and effect. So we'll see one generation do something that has a ripple effect over other generations. But we get to know the characters. It stars many of our favorite actors. I mean, Doug Jones, Bob Picardo, Mira Furlan, Bill Mummy, Bruce Boxleitner, Mike Harney from Orange is the New Black, John Hannigan from Glow, James Hong from Blade Runner and Big Trouble in Little China, and if we're on to hear from Iron Man and JJ's Star Trek. I mean, it's just basically every actor whose work I love, I've been reaching out to, and they've all been saying yes. And so this is my goal is to create something that's as polished and refined and entertaining as your favorite TV show, and not step back from that at all. Just like with World Enough in Time, when we did the George Takei Star Trek episode, there's a level of production on that you wouldn't even see on a network show. It's crazily ambitious, but we pulled it off.
So I know that back in, 2012,
yes,
you had your first Kickstarter. And back in 2012, Kickstarters were not typically taking in hundreds of thousands of dollars for fan film.
No, not at all.
and you raised what? You made like $220,000.
$207,000.
Right?
Yeah, yes. And so it was and part of my whole strategy over my entire career is to take on huge projects and then pull them off. And so I started working on the Twilight Zone Companion when I was 22 years old. And, I'd never even sold an article. I'd sold one short story. I was an art major. But I wanted to be a writer, producer in TV, and I wanted to write this book about the Twilight Zone to really dig deep into that show and learn from it and from Serling and those amazing writers. And I pulled it off. And we're coming out with actually a new edition of the Twilight Zone Companion just in the next few months. And so with Space Command, it was a big, ambitious project. And so we raised the money, and then I started selling investment shares to add to that fund, and we built our own studio, shot the first 2 hours, shot 35 minutes of the second two-hour story. I've written the first 8 hours, outlined hours 9 through 12. That's an entire season. And so I know where this story goes, and you have to. When you're doing something of this size, you have to know where you're going. And I knew it would take time, and I knew it would be a big project, because unlike when I've worked at Universal or Paramount or any of those studios where you've got thousands of people on the payroll and you don't have to build the machine yourself, with Space Command, I knew I would have to. So it's a much smaller team, but it's allowed us to have total control. For instance, it's funny because when I first came up with Space Command, a lot of my friends are showrunners, and they said, well, let's walk this in. Let's get a pilot deal. But I knew that if I did that, the network could cut me off at script, or they could cut me off at pilot. No one would ever see Space Command. They would own it, or their notes would wreck it. And because they're writing the checks, I would have to, find some way to try and make it of quality, but still I'd be, dealing with their objectives. And also I couldn't get the cast I wanted because, fans know who all of these actors are and love them, of course, but the network executives don't generally know, and so they would have insisted I get some actor from, the latest hit on the CW who can't act or whatever. And I don't mean to disparage the CW, but again, it's sort of like this allowed me to get my dream team and in every department. And And then so we shot. It took about 2 years to build the studio, pull everything together, start shooting. And then we've been, you know, so we shot in 2014, 2015, and we're continuing to shoot. We just shot the opening scene of the third story, The Great Solar War. These are all 2-hour stories, so each one represents 2 episodes of the hour-long episodes of the show. So it's the first 6. We shot material for the first 6 hours, so we've been ongoingly in production and pre-production and post, ongoingly, just like a TV series.
Okay, yeah, that was going to be one of the questions I was asking. Obviously, you know, you raised your money back in 2012.
Yes.
It's almost 2018 at this point.
Yes.
So,
what the hell?
Yeah,
what's
been going on? What have you been doing in your life?
Yeah, I'd like to say I've been just sitting on the beach drinking piña coladas, but that's far from the case. It's basically, again, for me, this is a learning experience too. I've always worked within the studio and network structure. And so, for instance, when I was a producer on Sliders, I didn't have to raise $44 million to make a season of Sliders. But in this case, I've had to build the entire machine. And so sometimes there would be twists and turns where I'd be like, okay, I've got to raise more money, or okay, this person did not deliver the visual effects shot I needed, or whatever. Or in some cases, like with Ron Thornton, who was a visual effects genius who I worked with on all the way from Captain Power to Babylon 5 to Star Trek, various iterations of the Star Trek series that I worked on to World Enough in Time, I brought Ron aboard. An Emmy winner, and sadly he fell ill and died, and those kind of things, just that's sometimes the world throws you a curveball, and it was really tragic. But again, you say, so he did the opening sequence, which is quite wonderful, but then we had to find other talented artists, and so part of it was trial and error, because for me the goal was always quality. And so if something took longer, or if something needed to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, this isn't good enough, let's make it better, you know, and that was never a problem with the acting, never a problem with hopefully the writing, but it was challenging in terms of some of the departments, such as visual effects, to get it to the quality we need. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm doing a crowdfunding campaign now, just to continue raising money for post-production, because we're very near to being done. We shot the entire 2 hours, and as I said, 35 minutes of the second one. And so now it's just the logistics of getting it done. And I can finish it for much less just to put it in perspective, a typical episode of Star Trek Discovery costs $8 to $10 million. An episode of Game of Thrones is $15 million. So we've done all of Space Command so far to this point for less than a tenth, and we shot 2.5 hours, for less than a tenth of what an episode of Star Trek Discovery would cost. So, you know, that's not bad. And in the meantime, I'm pitching it to networks and platforms. In fact, I was just at a conference of network executives over the last 2 days, seeing, you know, who might respond. But again, at this point, it's basically saying, this is what the show is. And if you respond to what it is, then there's a conversation to be had. But it's never going to be, well, put a cybernetic chimp in it or something. I mean, no, thank you very much. Next.
Do you think it's going to be easier for you to pitch this once you actually have a completed episode to show, or do you think you're in a better shape pitching it now before there's something, you know, to let people, you know, see it with all potentially, you know, its either limitations or its, you know, because obviously you did do all of this for, you know, it sounds like just like under $1 million.
I didn't want to show the rough cut to executives because I had a very interesting experience with World Enough in Time, which was the Star Trek episode with George Takei, where it was nominated for the Hugo Nebula, it won the TV Guide Award, millions of people saw it and loved it around the world. But before it was finished, CBS Video, home video, was interested in picking it up and actually selling it commercially. And of course, CBS owns the rights to Star Trek. So I met with the head of CBS Video, and there were 2 executives who wanted to acquire it. And then I met with their boss, who was not a Star Trek fan and didn't know visual effects. And I showed him the rough cut because his subordinates had asked me to do so. And so not some of the visual effects shots were in, but not all of them. And so he was watching these green screen shots and laughing at them, thinking, you know, not knowing what he was seeing. And he walked out after 10 minutes. And that taught me a very important lesson that I thought, I'm never going to do this again. Because obviously they didn't pick up World Enough in Time. And it's a shame because it would have been great for the great George Takei Sulu episode to be available, you know, to everyone. But so I said, I'm never going to do that again. So with Space Command, We have a trailer that shows very much what the level of production will be, and we have a new trailer we're going to be debuting in the next few days that actually shows the first season. It shows scenes from the first 6 hours of Space Command. But we've been working very hard in the last few months. The first 35 minutes with all visual effects, everything plugged in. We've gotten delivery from hundreds of shots. And so the first step is finishing that 35 minutes, and then I'll send that out to the backers and then use that to show to the networks. And then we'll just continue through the rest of the 2 hours completing as we generate the funds to be able to do that. And again, it's not crazily expensive, but it does take money. And so that's why I'm doing a Kickstarter campaign now. But I strongly believe that when executives see what we're doing, they'll be blown away, because it's very interesting. It's very interesting that we're doing this now that Orville and Discovery are on, because they're both very interesting shows, but we're doing something that's a very different tone from either of them. I really love the characters that we've created. Mira Furlan's terrific, Bob Picardo, Doug Jones, and then we discovered some new actors. Ethan McDowell plays Captain Jack Cameron. He's terrific in the lead role. And we had a worldwide talent search. We got 7,000 inquiries for two roles, and 1,200 videos. This was anywhere in the world could audition for two of our leads, and we actually ended up casting six actors out of that pool of people who auditioned. So,
through like thousands and thousands of videos? Well, that must have taken forever.
The way we did it was our staff winnowed it down to about 200. And then Elaine and I watched 200 of them, but our staff got rid of the naked ones and things like that, you know. And and there were actually some people auditioned naked, so go figure. But
that was not me. You would not have wanted to see that.
No, it depends. but again, it was like, well, that wasn't what the script said. God knows. But Ethan McDowell was, you know, he just had something special. And Brian McClure, who cast as Lieutenant Bradbury, also had a quality. I was looking for actors who were very decent people and could convey that decency in performance, so that there was a quality of authenticity that would come through. And Ethan's from Wyoming and Brian's from Iowa. And there's just this kind of Henry Fonda, Jimmy Stewart, Midwestern quality that's not old-fashioned, but you don't tend to see it in many heroes now. And that was very much what I was looking for, where it wasn't just an actor pretending to be a decent guy. It was a decent guy performing a wonderful role, because they're both incredibly talented actors. And so that was really fun. And I remember when we were shooting once, Ethan's very handsome and blonde, you know, square jaw, all that. And Doug Jones, who was letter perfect in his lines, at one point we were performing a scene between Ethan and Doug Jones, and stopped because he forgot his lines, because he was looking at Ethan and he was thinking to himself, that is such a good looking guy. and he forgot his lines. So it was really fun. And but Doug, I had dinner with Doug Jones last week. He's in, as you know, he's in Star Trek Discovery, and he's also in The Shape of Water, which is Guillermo del Toro's new film. And I wrote a book with Guillermo not long ago. And Doug is, you know, loves the role of Dorn Evan that he plays in Space Command. We talked about where the character's going, and so, you know, we're gonna find a way to keep Doug in Space Command as we continue, and
yeah,
all of that.
I was actually going to ask about that. You know, is there any issue with him being in Discovery now that prevents him from being in Space Command?
No, not at all. Because the thing with Space Command, unlike most of these shows that are shooting now, we shoot here in Los Angeles. Our studio is here in Los Angeles, which means, and because we have an ensemble cast, we can say to our actors, well, we need you for 2 days. We need you for 3 days. When are you available? And literally, we can be very nimble. And so, for instance, if an actor says, well, I'm going to be available November 27th, we can do that. We can just say, okay, we're up and ready. And or we can say, you know, we can make it work for them. And they love the fact, like Doug shooting Discovery in Toronto, you know, the fact that they can sleep in their own bed and be with their families and then just, you know, come in for a day of shooting. They love that, and so that's a deliberate design of how we're shooting this, and also with Space Command, you know, there's different aspects of different characters, different things that are happening with characters. We have standing sets, like our Paladin, our hero ship. So again, when you have standing sets, it's like, well, if the sets are there, you can grab an actor at any point, because the sets are, it's like if you had an apartment where you shoot in your apartment, it's like, well, then you don't have to build it to have the actor do a scene. You just say, come on over to my place. And it's very much like that.
Can we talk about the sets for a sec? So those sets, are those sitting inside of a soundstage or a studio somewhere?
They were while we were shooting, but again, to keep the overhead low, we put them in storage for now. And because now we're in post-production. And with the second story, with Forgiveness, which we shot 35 minutes of, the rest of that story, for the most part, takes place on an alien sleeper ship, a hibernation ship. And so we're my art director, Carlos Fernandez, has been doing drawings, and then we've been in conversations with a friend of ours who's been building Star Wars Land at Disneyland, and she's very good with set construction, very very skilled. And so we're going to be building those sets, and then we'll just pull our actors together again and shoot the rest of that storyline. So so we're kind of thinking very strategically in terms of scheduling and all of that. And but the Paladin is you know, it wouldn't be very difficult to put it back together. We have all the pieces. It's like an Erector set.
So you're basically the MASH of fan films at this point.
Yes.
Mobile
exactly.
Surgical hospital folks.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, okay, well, let me ask you about I know I only have like a half hour of your time today, so I don't want to use up too much of it. So let me ask you about your current Kickstarter, because, folks, it's November 9th as I am interviewing Mark, and you've had this thing up for, what, 2 days?
Yeah, well, 3 days. And
or 3 days. With a goal of $39,000, and you are already up to $32,500.
Yes.
So congratulations on that.
Thanks. Thank you.
So, what was your secret? How did you get so close to your initial goal so quickly?
I think it's because we have the quality. I think I've always had the same taste as my audience, and if I just follow my enthusiasms, I know that my audience will be there because I love Star Trek and all these shows. I mean, yesterday I was talking to the writer of Blade Runner 2049, which was not a perfect movie, but I think a very good movie. And and again, it's sort of like you roll the ball and you just try your best, and you aim for the fences. Well, that's a mixed metaphors. But I mean, I'm dying to see Space Command completed, and we're very close with the first 2 hours. I mean, you can watch the rough cut from beginning to end. Every moment of the script is shot, every line, everything. So now it's just visual effects and post-production, which means music, sound, obvious stuff, color correction. So we're very, very close. So I knew that my audience would show up because they want to see it as much as I do. And so 39,000 is, we have stretch goals and all of that, but because Kickstarter is all or nothing, we wanted to have an initial goal where we knew we would get it. and the more money we raise, the further into completing that first 2 hours we can go. And so that's very much what we're doing. I mean, I haven't drawn a salary on Space Command at all in all of this time. And so all the money goes into making it and putting it out to the world.
Now, I know that you said you had investors that wanted people were buying shares of this. So the ultimate goal, I'm guessing, is for, this to make some kind of money, because otherwise why buy a share? So you're hoping to sell it to a network. What's the ultimate goal for this?
And thanks for bringing that up. And we're still selling shares. There's $7,500 a piece, and you get a percentage of my producer's net profits in the first 4 episodes. So it's a really, really cool thing. And people all around the world have been buying shares, which is terrific. I many of them flew in for Comic-Con, and I took them to dinner, and it was great to meet these people face to face. And they were doing it for the same reason I was, because they love it. They want to see this. And the reason we're doing it that way is because it allowed me to raise the money to get this far, and yes, the goal would be to sell it either to a network or a platform, or if that didn't come through, then it would be to sort of an indie film distributor. And distributors have already been approaching us now, and they've wanted to acquire Space Command, but the profits would be much higher if we sold it as a show. And so I've basically put those guys at bay to see how it shakes out with, Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and, all the other players. And I've just spent several days at a convention talking to network executives. So so you never know. I mean, and my investors know that, we'll see how it falls, but all we can do is do our job correctly and then get in the conversation with the executives and find what I'm looking for. And I'm sure this person is out there, is the executive who's every bit as much of a geek as I am, and who will watch this and say, that's great, I want it. so then it just becomes a numbers game, because you can't know until you're in that conversation who that person's going to be. It could be a man, could be a woman, who knows? But hopefully it will be. I mean, it was very interesting. Last night I met Ricky Whittle, who stars in American Gods, and he and I were talking, and he's this really down-to-earth, nice guy, and he's enormously enthusiastic and so grateful to be in American Gods. And And when you encounter that enthusiasm, you just know that you're with a kindred spirit. And I've met enough executives to know I'm not cynical at all. And I know there are people like that in the executive ranks too, who just love television, love great shows, and want to make more of them.
So let me ask you a question. If somebody wants to buy one of those $7,500 shares or more of them, do they do that through your Kickstarter, or is that there a different mechanism for that?
You just email me at markzickrey@gmail.com, and I send you the paperwork, and then we have a conversation, and I answer all your questions. And then they send me a check and a signed little one-page deal thing, a subscription agreement, and then we send them a share certificate. It's very simple. And I'm very grateful. I mean, anyone who puts a penny in Space Command, I'm hugely grateful, because no one has to put a dime on this. And I mean, I'm in it for the long haul. I have to finish it. But anyone who becomes a partner with me, anyone who helps me, every little bit helps. And so I'm just in gratitude all the time.
Well, that's great. So how many? I'm just saying, if you can tell me, how many shares have you sold so far?
We sold. Gosh, how many? I think around 40, and our investors are I haven't done the math. I'm doing this in my head. We've like maybe 20, 25 investors. It's again, I deliberately designed it like $7,500 a share, so regular people could buy in. So some people, are like video game designers, but one guy's a truck driver, and he has a son, and he wants to create the future that we're talking about. He wants something. And even when you turn on the TV, you want something that says, look, we're living in challenging times, but we can reach across boundaries and borders. Some of our characters are Muslim in a very positive light, but not sugarcoating it. It's just Bob Picardo plays a Muslim character, and he has a son, and his wife died in an accident, and he's just doing his best. Like, I'm Jewish. I have friends who are Catholic. That's just his spirituality, but he's a regular person. And I think it's very important to say, everyone, they're trying to just take care of their families. They're trying to have safety in their lives. And in moments of courage, you want to step up and you want to reach across and recognize that we're all the same family here. And so it's very important to me. And we have other characters who are, gay. We have, but again, not to wave a flag or to be on the soapbox. It's just kind of, I'm creating a world in Space Command. It's like the world I live in. And, it's very interesting. It's very interesting when Sally Ride died, the first American woman in space, and they mentioned her longtime partner. And I was thinking, gosh, it'd really be nice if they taught in school the first American woman in space was gay. Because where are the lesbians in science fiction? Where are the lesbians in the space program? They exist. And we need to know. We need to know that those people are part of our family. They're part of what makes the world wonderful. Everyone is. Everyone is of every stripe. And so, and again, I don't mean to make a speech, but I think we create a better world by being part of that better world, by taking concrete action. I think of compassion as an active verb. Love and compassion are meaningless unless you put them in action. And that's what Space Command says very concretely. And that takes courage. But love is the only thing that's made this world worth being in. So that's what my wife and I believe every single day.
Well, if you had to make a speech, that's a really good speech to make, I have to say.
Thanks. Thanks, Jonathan. Thank you.
So, anyway, you're on your way to your $39,000 goal, but obviously there are stretch goals. As of today, I don't see what the stretch goals are yet. I'm sure you're going to be posting those very soon because you're going to cross 39,000, I'm sure, before we know it. So this is all basically taking little bites out of that first two-hour episode, the pilot.
Yes.
So how much would you say you need to raise in order to get that whole thing finished?
Yeah, it's funny. It's like you discover as you go. Because again, quality is the ultimate factor. But probably it'd be around a little over $100,000. We'll guess the finish line in terms of the first one, and then as we raise more money, we'll just continue. We'll shoot the rest of the second one. We'll just keep going as we raise more money, and the backers will be on the front lines of getting this material as it's released. So for instance, the first 35 minutes, we're not going to wait until we have the full 2 hours. The first 35 minutes introduces the characters. It tells a very nice little story that leads to the rest of the storyline. So when we finish the first 35 minutes, we'll send that to the backers and our investors. So they'll see, it'll be beautiful and wonderful. We're working on this today. My editor is coming over today, and we're going to spend the whole day working on the cut and folding in the VFX. So, but if we raised around probably $100,000-$150,000. We'd have the first one finished, and then we could ship it, and then we move on to the second one and the third and so forth. Because my goal with Space Command is, I'm not waiting for the studios and the networks to wave their magic wand to make this happen. And so this is very much, you know, it's all of us, all of the fans, all of us on the creative team here, we're willing this into existence. You know, if I'd waited for NBC or Fox or any of these guys, you know, you go in. Well, a few years ago, Ray Bradbury was a dear mentor of mine, and he gave me the rights to do a miniseries based on all the Martian stories he had written that weren't in the Martian Chronicles. There's 22 of them. So I created a miniseries called Lost Mars. And Michael Menken, who directed Battlestar Galactica, he came in as my partner on this. We were going to be producers. I was going to write it. He was going to direct it. And we took it out and pitched it, and it didn't sell. And the moment that happened, because that's something that would have been wonderful, I outlined the whole 8 hours. When that didn't happen, I said, there's got to be a better way, and I'm gonna take action and make a better way. And that really led directly to Space Command.
If you want something done right, you've got to do it yourself.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so you said you're going to be releasing it just to the donors. Is the first half hour going to go public as well, to be released on the Internet?
Yes, it will. It will. And I think that as we gain a large fan base, because those are numbers that are very, very persuasive to networks and platforms. So if we get hundreds of thousands of views or millions of views, then I can take that back to a network or a platform and say, look, we've got a huge fan base around the world, and that will be persuasive. So so that is part of the strategy.
So you'll debut it first to your backers, and then it'll be like a couple of days or weeks later. Is that the idea?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And we'll probably have a screening, and we'll people can come, and I think because the more interaction we have with our fans, the more they feel part of the family, the better. And I'll probably, as soon as I have time, start going around the country to science fiction conventions and being more of a presence and screen some of what we have with Space Command, because again, I've done that to a certain degree, but I haven't done it as thoroughly as I could. And so that also is on the plan. But again, everything is a balancing act between writing, directing, producing, and all of that. So so it's because the most important thing is actually making Space Command and then reaching out to the fan base.
And at this point, it looks like you're going to hit your Kickstarter goal. I don't want to jinx you on this, mm-hmm. but it's been 3 days and you're already, about 80% of the way there. So assuming that all the money comes in at the end of the month or 2 months, I think it's a 2 month Kickstarter.
Yes.
How long do you think until, assuming that you just get enough to finish this first half hour, how long do you and your editor think until fans are able to see it?
Actually, the campaign is just 35 days. It's shorter. The initial campaign was 2 months way back when, but we're doing 35 days this time. And, we're meeting with our visual effects team tomorrow. It's Threshold Films here in Los Angeles. They relocated from New York to work solely on Space Command, and I'm also dealing with Tobias Richter in Germany, and he's terrific as well. A good chunk of the visual effects are already in work on that first 35 minutes, so it shouldn't be very long. I'd say a couple months, maybe not long at all, and then it'll be delivered to the fans and to the backers and all of that, and it'll blow people away. It's gorgeous, and there's just such amazing material, and again the performances, but again it's the human heart, the performances, the story, that's really what matters. The visual effects are just the cool factor, but the characters are what work, the story is what works, and you're moved by these people, and it's meaningful, and they're brave, and there are friendships that form and connections that form and people who take brave actions to help each other. And it's you buy into these people, and that's what's very important to me.
Well, Mark, you've talked me into it. I'm going to get off this conversation, and I'm going to go onto your Kickstarter. I'm going to give some money to this thing. Not quite sure what level, but I see you've got a lot of interesting perks on here. Everything from the $1 level all the way up to the, let's see, you've got 5,000. People can give 10,000.
But even if someone throws in a buck, it's like people work hard for their money. I don't minimize that at all.
And my wife's not going to want to give $10,000. Not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. There's sanity. But you create the world that you live in, and you create the world to come. And that's by little actions or big actions, but you have to take some action. And if you really, it can't just be moving your mouth, And this is something I learned a long time ago. And I've been spending, most of my time over the last number of years on Space Command. It's been my full-time project, and I don't regret it for a minute. I'm so pleased at what we've created, and I'm so eager to share it with everybody.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us on Fan Film Factor today, and really best of luck to you. I cannot wait to see this. It's been 6 years in the making now, and it looks like we are in the home stretch. So
yes,
best
we
of
are.
Luck to you, and
thank you.
Definitely let me know when it's ready.
We will. Thank you. I look forward to talking again soon, Jonathan.